and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Simon Mullins!
Yeah, okay.
Just
he had a brain freeze. Just so you know.
You know, I was
it was a little cold outside this morning.
Nah, you know, I was roller skating yesterday and I hit my head when I fell down, you know.
But it was that way before you fell down.
And now I can't hear myself. Never mind. Shut up. Today is Sunday, November 24th, 2019. Shut up, I said. Shut up. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio, and I'm your host once again. Happy holidays, and I'm going to say Merry Christmas now. Because even though it's not Christmas.
Oh, come on. Get it till after Thanksgiving at least.
Okay, I guess you got to like fill up on some turkey before it becomes Merry Christmas. I don't know. Just saying. You're listening to 1460 AM. And
96.5 FM.
There you go. You can call into the chat room. Or
no, you can't call the
chat
room.
Well, no, you can. You can call out to the chat room.
Happy Thanksgiving. Except for the turkey.
And nobody will answer. But you can call in at 530-605-4567. Or you can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com, which I'm not in there yet, but I will be there soon. You can go to Facebook, and Mark Kent is where I am at most of the time, or you can go to Mark E. Kent, where I'm at some of the time. And neither one of them work very well anymore because Facebook is definitely trying to put the kibosh on anybody who's printing or posting stuff.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Valley's in Facebook jail.
Well, you know, and probably deservedly so. According to the Facebook rules, anybody who posts anything that they disagree with is now a criminal.
That's the truth.
Yeah, she posted Mark Baird, and the video was Eternal Vigilance.
Wow. No.
That was spooky. And she posted it on 25 sites. And I want to thank Jack Parsons of El Dorado because Sally's in Facebook jail. He sent us a cake with a file in it. I want to thank him for that.
Well, I guess I'll finish my introduction. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Shut up. And then Terry Raposa, who's our special guest, an all-around great guy. State of Jefferson.
How are you doing, buddy?
The fun never stops.
You're a movie star.
Well, you know, Brad Pitt, move on over. You know, I mean, I got to go get my hair cut, get a beard trim, maybe some reconstructive facial surgery, lose about 50, 60 pounds, and shoot, I'm...
Never mind.
Shut up. Shut up. Nobody asked you. Be quiet.
We have a meeting tomorrow night.
We do.
Mm-hmm. At 2570 South Bonneview Road.
All right.
The Patriot meeting. And we'll be showing the NBC special documentary. It's about 10 minutes long. If you haven't seen it, I thought it was kind of fair considering it's NBC. We'll be showing that along with the third portion of Power, Money, and
fire.
It was fire, power, and money.
Firepower and money.
I always get the power and the money thing mixed up. I wasn't sure if it was the money first or the power first or the power.
We'll be talking about the money.
Yeah, so I think it's the money now, which is, you know, which drives the power.
Yeah, it's another documentary that was done by ABC, and it's the third part of that, so that should be pretty good. And Mark, you know, we were talking when you came in about the new findings as of yesterday that Red Bluff is number 3 in crime.
In the nation.
In the nation. Out of 470 cities, they're number 3.
Hmm.
Reading's number 17.
Hey.
And half the time, people don't report anything in Reading anyway because they can't get a policeman to come.
Great job.
Doesn't make
there,
any
guys.
Difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really turning in. You know, it reminds me of that cartoon video we watched a few years ago about the French Revolution is what it ended up being, but the printing of the money by John Law. And you know, it starts out where they just start printing money, you know, and then they keep printing and printing and printing, and pretty soon there's crime everywhere. And because one follows the other, because if you debase the currency, devalue the currency, all the jobs go away, and nobody can find any place to make ends meet. What's the first thing people do when they start getting desperate? Well, throw some drugs onto that and see what you got now. I mean, that's where we're at. It's true. So it's just not.
But how do we fix it?
Well, right now we're so deep into it. This is not going to go away anytime in the next day or two. You know, how do we fix it? Split the state. You know, that's not going to happen in the next day or two either.
Well, we have a lot of good things happening as far as the NBC special and, of course, the ACLJ documentary that you were in, Mark, wearing your Jefferson gear.
It's true.
But that was such a great thing because, you know, to get an apology from the IRS, number one, is miraculous.
Actually,
can you tell us something about that?
Well, actually, it was the first time in the history of the IRS that they actually did a formal apology, and even more importantly, admitted that they broke the law. Okay. Now, this was Lois Lerner, who was operating on her own out of a branch office in Cincinnati with no directions from anybody else, right? Yeah.
Not a smidgen.
So this is all, I think, going to keep – I don't think we've heard the end of this.
Boy, you've got people all calling in already. You've got Nick and Wynn.
Nick and Wynn?
Mm-hmm.
Wynn and Nick? Who was first, Nick or Wynn?
Nick,
I think. Let's
Nick but you
first.
Might want to take
Nick
Wynn
first
because
Nick
Nick's probably going to be longer.
Hey, Mark.
Nick, you're on the air, Nick.
Nobody has taken us up on our grand prize that is $50 to come to a Patriots meeting at 2570 South Bonneview and tell us about an accomplishment that Leonard Modi has done for the whole town, county of Shasta. And there's only two more Mondays to collect that. You know, it could possibly be a simple thing.
I'm going to double it, Nick. Let's make it 100. I'll put in 75. You can put in 25. And let's just, you know, we don't want to get too high because then the Democrats will come in like the impeachment hearing and start lying.
Yeah. But, you know, if nobody claims it, I'm going to donate my money to Dale Ball and his campaign.
Okay. Okay,
yeah,
I think I'll take my 75 and split it up between the state of Jefferson and the CCR and the
CFR.
And I'm sorry, the CCR. I'm going to send mine to Creedence Clearwater Revival. No, I mean the
CFR.
Thank you. I was watching a lot of music this morning. Okay, so cut me some slack. So the CCR.
CFR.
CFR.
I know you're going to
say
that.
Wow.
Anyway, what we're going to do.
Try
is,
it one more time.
Never mind. Shut
top.
Up. So I'm going to send it to the court case on the open carry that Mark Barrett has filed.
You know, there's so many good causes out there. If I had an unlimited checkbook, they would all get something from me. But, you know, we need to replace these supervisors that have no accomplishments. And I got to thinking about Leonard. You know, he has never had a job in the private sector. And, you know, it's like royalty. Here, you elect me, and I'll tell you how we're going to run things. And like it or leave it, I'm the boss. And we need to get rid of that attitude.
Well, it's kind of like that commercial. I don't know what the commercial was about, where the queen looks down at the serf and says, "Kill them." You know, I mean that's kind of the attitude that we're getting is that they're the leads and we're the scum that just happens to vote. And if our votes in California get counted, we're lucky because otherwise they do ballot harvesting and they just fix the vote anyway.
But we have a chance to change it. We have an election coming up on Board of Supervisors, folks, and we got a couple good candidates.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to can you stay with us? Because I think Wynn is on his way to church, and I know he's on the line. He's hanging on, and he's got to get into church. So stay.
That'd be fine. I'll stay with.
Yeah, stay with us.
A few more brief comments.
We got to get to Wynn so we can get to church. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
The fun never stops. You know that.
Yep. Hey, this call for clarity. When you were talking about Red Bluff being number three,
well, maybe when
somebody said that it was in the nation. Now, I want to clarify that was in the state of California, not the
nation. Did I say the nation?
Correct?
I said the nation because I didn't know.
No, it's a state.
It's a state. Okay.
State of California, 470 cities. There's more than 470 cities in the United States.
I thought that was a little odd.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Well, we appreciate that.
Number three. Can you believe that, my friend? Number three. And
no.
Reading, number 17.
I feel safer in Red Bluff than I do in Reading sometimes.
Now, also, that we want to clarify cities and towns. A town is basically a community, like Cottonwood, Palo Cedro, et cetera. They're not incorporated. But, you know, when you look at a city, I mean, it's just intolerable, you know. And you know, the police do the best job they can. I mean, these Reading guys are running from call to call to call to call to call to call. Then they arrest somebody. There's no place to put them, you know. I mean, these guys have a job that's almost impossible to do. Then we have a sheriff that won't allow us to open carry and also stating that if he saw somebody open carrying, he'd arrest them. And but it's okay to give them permission so they can hide it under a coat. Unbelievable. But anyway, my friend, great job that Wynn did this morning. He was a little late for our program because he stopped to help a lady that needed help.
Well,
I mean,
that's the kind of guy Wynn is.
That's the kind of Wynn is. Yeah. He is.
Yeah.
That's the Winster.
Yep, he's going to make a great chief of staff for the governor.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about that yet because we're not sure who's going to be the governor.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We
are. Mark Beard.
Oh, hey, I'm not even in the running.
You don't know the difference between the United States and the state.
What are you talking about?
See, that's where that movie star thing came into play. You know,
come on. Hey,
thanks a lot.
I got a new song. It's all about me.
I could have been a contender.
But you won't.
All right, so let's move right along.
Yeah, I guess we need to go to a break. Hang on with us, Nick, and we'll pick this up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Pink Martini is returning to Reading's Cascade Theater with singer China Forbes for their all-new holiday show.
Slip a sable under the tree.
Pink Martini is a little bit of lounge, a little bit of Hollywood glam, and a whole lot of fun. Don't miss this chance to see them live at the Cascade December 18th. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Private Idaho.
Living in your own private Idaho, and watch out for the poo. Yeah. I mean, I just saying. I mean, we know what's happening locally with our sheriff. He's gone, right?
No, he's not.
No, but he's going to be gone.
Well, not in the immediate future.
Well,
according
they
to
haven't
him,
set
according
the date.
To what he said on Wednesday.
Okay, so he's going to live out. He's going to go out his term then. Is that what he said?
No.
What did he say?
He said that he doesn't have any immediate plans to move anywhere. That's what he said.
But then he did buy property up in Idaho, right?
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Why would you do that if you were not planning to?
I don't know. Just to buy, just to have, I guess, an investment. It's all something fun to have when you're 80.
Yeah, I guess when you got the monies.
Well, there you go.
The money.
Yeah, see, he's like the fourth highest paid guy in the county.
Yeah, I mean.
Third or fourth.
I might be buying some property.
Well, I just had to play that for him because.
Well, the thing is that, you know, it's 700 people. From what I understand, there's like 700 people in that town. So maybe he can run for sheriff. I don't know. Just saying.
But I thought he wasn't moving.
Well, not immediately. I'll be around. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're talking about appointing somebody else's.
Yeah. Well, what's going to happen is the undersheriff. I think McGreeny is the one that's going to be the person who's going to take the position.
The position that he's not leaving.
No, that's not what I said. He's not leaving the area, Mark. He's not leaving the area. He's not leaving Shasta County.
Okay, but he is. He's
not.
I'll say it real slow.
City.
He's not leaving Shasta County.
But he's retiring.
One more time.
But he's retiring early.
He's retiring early.
Okay.
But he's not moving to Idaho in the immediate future. That's what he said.
In the immediate future.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay.
On the program.
Okay, we'll take that at face value.
Okay. Anyway, getting back to McGreeny, what happens is that he'll be the person who will be actually receiving the sheriffship. And the problem with that is that I think he has to – I think it's a couple of years, Sue. Is it 2 years, 3 years or something he'd be in before we have another election?
I believe so. But there was – I believe it was Mr. Green that asked to become the sheriff to fill in. And I think they said, no, they're going to keep that open. So I'm not even sure at this point.
Yeah. Well, he wanted to run.
Right.
And they won't let anybody run because they're going to –
They're just going to fill it.
They're going to fill it. But I think it's a couple of years they fill it for, and then there's an election, which means that now the guy who gets into a position of just being appointed becomes an incumbent. And what happens with incumbents?
They
re-election.
Get re-elected typically.
What do you think, Nick?
Are you there, Nick?
I don't know. Yep, he's there. What do you think, Nick?
You're on the air, Nick. What do you think?
Well, an incumbent really has an advantage over somebody that's running against him. And Green got 48% of the vote the last election. And for them to skip over the top of him and just appoint this other guy, it kind of leaves a sour taste in people's mouth as far as, you know, it's politics as usual in Shasta County. As far as Tom buying property in Idaho, perhaps he's just speculating because we all know that public employees are only the only ones that have money to speculate. The rest of us are taxed so heavy that sometimes we've got to decide whether it's electricity or groceries.
Well, that's starting I'm looking at an article here that I posted on Facebook. 1,800 companies left California in a year, most bound for Texas. And, people have had enough. It says record companies are leaving California for states with better business climates, i.e. what that translated to is lower taxes. And a new report shows that Texas remains their number one destination. And so, that's an article that was posted on my Facebook. It was by Bill Heathcock, senior reporter for the Dallas Business Journal. And so, people are getting done with this. If you haven't had enough of California and you don't understand why we want to split the state, you're an idiot.
Well, it's not just the taxes. Look at the anti-business climate when you want to open up a business. The hoops and the money they make you jump through just to open a business.
Well, yeah. It's an anti-liberty climate. It's an anti-constitutional climate. It's an power to the people climate. That's the real deal. It's all power invested in a local, state, federal government so that you need to just go back to work, keep sending your money so we can get another sales tax raise, and shut up and get back to work.
Well, getting to the sales tax raise, it reminds me of a saying, a poster I saw in every bar I went into up in Alaska and about half the residents. It said, please, God, grant us another pipeline. We promise not to piss it away this time. And it appears to me that that's what's going to happen with the sales tax. We're still going to be number 17 in crime, and things won't change much because there's nothing set in concrete that we are going to get more jails.
I mean, we're just like Bell, California. We've got some of the highest paid executive in our government in the country. But we have to have that because otherwise we can't attract anybody because we're such a crappy
place. The only way we get
place.
Good ones.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
and
do you think they're not going to just throw that money to wherever they want to? Because that's the word of the day. The real deal is, at whatever level we're talking about, federal, state, local, the word of the day seems to be corruption. And go ahead.
Well, you talk about the police chiefs, for example. I mean, what are we paying, 5 retirements right now? And on top of that, I know that the other day I was talking to someone, and they were saying, well, we might get 3 years out of the new police chief. I remember, Mark, remember when you and I went in and we talked to Hanson that time, and he was talking about how he was going to retire early because to keep working didn't make any sense to him economically. And then, of course, if you have financial questions and you want to know about money and how that works, I mean, Mark Kent is the expert on that.
Yeah,
so,
but they make more money retiring than they do working the job.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, when you stop and think about it, you retire on 90% of your best year. There was one guy, though.
Well, they spike at the end. That's
yeah,
what they
that's
do.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, Nick found a guy that made $417,000 last year. Who was that guy, Nick?
Oh, Schreiber. He's a firefighter, and he had like $130,000 overtime.
Yeah, Lonnie Schreiber is who you're talking about.
Yeah, $417,000 is what it cost us taxpayers, but when it's retirement time, he's going to get 90% of what that total is. I think it was about $240,000.
Yeah,
actually, no, $360,000.
Actually, the total pay and benefits is $414,663.29.
Wow.
I'm looking right at Transparent California. So, next was Roger Moore. Not the guy that played James Bond, but the ex-chief of police. He's at $367,000 and some change. Then we got Eric McMurty, battalion chief of staff, shift. It's a battalion chief shift. I'm not sure. That must be a typo. $357,000 and some change. And so, these guys are ridiculous. I mean, these guys are retiring on, starting to push into the $500,000 range.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the real deal. The real deal is that they're all in their early 50s. So when you have somebody who, like Roger Moore, and that's no reflection on the job he did, but, the guy has, he's going to get his benefits for life. He's got his retirement it's safe to say it's well over $200,000 anyway, without even looking at anything. So he's got that coming in, and he's like, 54, 55? And so what if he lives another 30 years?
He's going into direct competition with private entities with that income coming in.
That's right.
He's going to be building energy-efficient houses.
That's right.
And to me, that's unfair competition.
Well, the whole point is he has the freedom to do what he wants. But, I understand what you're saying. But the whole deal is that we keep allowing this. We have the unfunded liability. Now, I know when you and I were on Carl's show, Nick, Carl had made the comment about discretionary spending and mandatory spending, and we did have to go back and clear that up, because the deal is that the state does not set the salaries for these folks.
That's right.
Folks, the state doesn't set it. The state, that is not part of mandatory spending. That's discretionary spending. Mandatory spending is what the state says you have to spend your money on that they're giving you back. It has nothing to do with law enforcement, nothing to do with salaries for firemen or law enforcement or anything like that. Nothing to do with nothing to do with any of that stuff. And so we had to go back and clear that up. And I think that what happens is that we end up hearing a lot of different things. Like Nick, you made a good point about Joe Comente, and how instead of going to the people to ask what they wanted, he went to the people who run the city, run the county, who are in probation, the DA. What do you guys need? What do you need? Well, we all need a raise.
Yeah. You know, here's a question that maybe we can get an answer from a chat room or someplace. Who's Shepherd J. Green? Does anybody know who Shepherd J. Green is?
Why do you ask?
Because he is the chief of psychiatry
in
Shasta County, and he's pulling in total benefits, $328,000 a year. Yeah, I'm just wondering, how the heck can you be chief of what do they got to have psychiatry, psychiatric who's this for? Is it for the fire guys, for the police guys? How do you warrant that? The next guy with total benefits is Larry Lees, and he's at 200
Salt Lake Larry.
He's at $268,000. How do you jump from $268,000 to $328,000? A $50,000 total benefits package above everybody else in the county. I don't even know what the guy does.
On top of that, Larry Lees is—he's retired and drawing his CalPERS, and then he's back working for the county right now until they find a replacement. And they gave him a $3,000 a month raise. That's $36,000 a year. That's more than most of the people that are in the private sector make in Shasta County.
Well, I'm looking at I just clicked on the chief of psychiatry, and the top four people in California, it seems like. Okay, we've got one guy in Riverside at $441,000. We've got Shepherd Green at $328,000 in Shasta County, and then this other chief of psychiatry in Santa Cruz, and the other one in Los Angeles. So our guy here is making more than – he is the second – person in the state of California as far as salary and benefits for his position.
What's the average home cost you in Santa Cruz?
Good question.
Probably a million and a half.
I know my
youngest daughter's in real estate for one of the largest real estate companies in the world, and she the average home she sells is somewhere about $1.6 million. Of course they're up to $4.5 million. And so really and truly, I mean, this has been a gravy train. You know what this reminds me of, Mark? You're going to appreciate this. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Silverado.
I did.
And remember the sheriff who he was the mayor, he was the sheriff, and he owned the only saloon in town. I mean,
That was Brian Dennehy.
Brian Dennehy, that's right. This all reminds me of that. I mean, that's what these guys are doing up here locally, folks. That's what you've got as your community government while we talk about the next chili cook-off we're going to have.
And on top of that, they're using it as musical chairs. Here, Roger, you can have it for 2 years and spike your income. And next time, here, you get it. It's your turn. You know, they do the same thing in schools. Have you ever noticed how schools have a new principal every 3 or 4 years? When I was in school, we had the same principal for 15 years. It's just a musical chairs who can soak the system the most for the retirement.
Well, I'll tell you what. You click on the sheriffs for Transparent California. Top sheriff is for Alameda County, Gregory James Ahern. He's making total benefits $632,000 a year.
Say that again.
$632,000 a year. And he is number one. Number two is John McMahon in San Bernardino at $529,000 a year.
Wow.
David Livingston, Contra Costa, $499,000. So, and we wonder why California's going broke.
Well, these guys are probably earning it because crime's down in those locations, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Down there in Alameda right next to Oakland, I'm sure the crime's gone down.
Wait a second. Number 17 is Redding.
Yes.
Is it? Let me look here. Hold on. Oh, 17. No, Thomas Lopez.
As of yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, 17 in crime and...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, 17 yeah. in crime, and Red Bluff is number 3.
Hey, I'll tell you a good one. I see you enjoyed that Transparent California website, Mark.
Yep.
Trinity County isn't on there. They refused to give them the information.
I think their sheriff like lives in another state. Or
that's like Trinity County doesn't even put their stuff up. We're not going to do it because, you know, our guy doesn't even live here. So he's just collecting in another state, and so we didn't think it was fair. What?
You got another guy on the line there, Mark.
All right, okay, so I guess we're going to – we got Neil on the line. Hey, thanks for the call, Nick. If you want to stay on, go ahead, I guess. But we're going to go to see what Neil and see what he has got to say. Are you there, Neil?
Yeah, guys. Yeah, I'm here. I just was listening with interest to the show. And when you mentioned Green is, you know, bringing in that kind of a salary, he's obviously a physician if he's a psychiatrist. So his salaries are going to be markedly higher and reflect the professional going rate unless he's doing this as a – side gig after he's retired, but I doubt that.
Why is a psychiatrist worth $50,000 more than the top salary of anybody else?
No, I'm saying he's a psychiatrist, so he's a professional, he's a physician, so his salary is going
to be... Yeah, I was kind of thinking that his sheriff was a professional in law enforcement.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about public money. You're not talking about private money.
No, this is the...
It doesn't matter if you're a professional or not. If you're a police officer, you're a professional. I mean, if you're a janitor, you're a professional. I'm trying to figure out where you're coming from with this.
Don't get me wrong. This is not minimizing any particular person's profession, okay? I'm talking about when you start getting into the medical professional salary range, you're going to be looking at much higher rates, and psychiatrists earn a lot more than $300.
Well, then why is a fireman making more money than him? Why do we have a fireman that's making more money?
Exactly. So why the shock to hear these salaries? Because I've never made that amount of money, and I'm a physician.
Wow.
So
yeah.
We have very, very high salaries paying the private sector folks and the public sector folks, and some professionals don't make that. So
it's crazy.
I was shocked to hear the rates. So, I mean, and to retire at 52, most physicians are going to be working until they're 70.
Well, Neil, it's Transparent California. Just Google Transparent California, and you'll be able to look at all the salaries there. And what kind of doctor were you, sir?
Internal medicine, addiction medicine, wound care.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right.
And with that, we do need to go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and the lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples? Your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I was thinking, you know,
which clown are we talking
to? Well, I was thinking of the impeachment hearings when I was queuing that up, and you know, sort of Shifty Shift was the guy I sort of had in mind when I was putting that on there, because the whole thing was a clown show this last week, and you know, it's like no matter what side it.
I didn't even watch it because
I just pulled out the highlights. You only had to watch like two or three segments to know that the whole thing was a joke.
Yeah.
There was no evidence. There was nothing there.
We have nothing.
The clown except for the turkey.
So, with that said, I do have a few stories we need to cover. We're going to have somebody here at the top of the hour.
Oh, they'll probably call in, hopefully, with some updates on some local stuff.
Well, here's some big stuff that we need to talk about. And then Rudy Giuliani tweeted this yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he says, and this is his tweet, "I discovered a pattern of corruption in Washington the press has covered up for years. He is also going to bring out a massive pay-for-play scheme under the Obama administration that will devastate the Democratic Party." And, you know, in that also, he says that basically he's made several of these statements. And it says, I've made several times he's talking about insurance policy. If he's thrown under the bus... you know, as it relates to, he has files in his safe about the Biden family's four decades of monetizing their office. And if he disappears, it will appear immediately along with his RICO chart. Now, yeah. I mean,
jeez.
I mean, this is the president's lawyer. I mean, if you don't think that something big is coming down the pipe here, I mean, who says that kind of stuff? You know?
Yeah, I know. You know, the thing is that we keep hearing something big is coming down the pipe.
Well, it
I
is.
Mean, I've been hearing that for.
But it is coming.
Since,
it
well,
is,
I know, it, I know, I know. But I've been hearing it since 2008. Something big is coming down the pike, and I think that, I think what you're saying is true, and I think it should be. But let's see if the powers that be allow it. I mean, that's been the whole
well,
that, issue.
But
here.
That's a big deal either
that's
way.
That's the big deal.
It's a big deal either way, because if they don't allow it, that's a big, that's a bigger deal than if they do allow it almost.
Yeah, because what are the people going to do, or how,
oh,
where's it going to go?
The key.
Yeah, the
key.
People.
The people, the because what are the people doing? That's the whole issue. We aren't taking, and that's why I think the local stuff, it gets important, because the people aren't taking responsibility in their own locale. I mean, they don't know what's going on in their own locale. So all this stuff is absolutely right. I mean, let's face it. We have a governor that has violated Title 8, Code Section 1324, by harboring and shielding an illegal immigrant. It's a felony. If Mark and I did that, we'd be in jail for that.
Well, I've got...
And, because people don't care.
Okay, but I've got a clip here, too. We've also got a Speaker of the House who is a congressperson in California. Okay, and it's now coming out that her son was also involved in the Ukrainian...
Who is this person?
It's her son. I've got a clip.
Who is her?
Nancy Pelosi.
Well, people may not know.
Well, I know. If you don't, I just assume that you know who the Speaker of the House
is. I do.
You know, but let me play this. This is a minute and a half clip, and I put a deal on Facebook, a meme saying that what are the odds of these four people having their relatives or their sons working for the Ukrainian guys? Kerry, Biden, Pelosi, and they blacked out the other one. I can't even see it.
Yeah.
Scary enough.
You get banned from the internet there, buddy.
Well, they already started. But I wanted to play this because they banned it on the internet, and it says CY. It says this is false information. It says false. And then this will tell me who. You know, so Romney was the other one. Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. Ooh. So Pelosi, Romney, Kerry don't have sons working for companies in the Ukraine. So I got this keyed up, and so they're saying that Pelosi's son didn't work in the Ukraine. Well, here's a little clip that got put out the other day that they missed. Go ahead.
Oh, hang on. I don't think we can hear it too well. She's on the
She's
phone.
On the phone,
so give her.
Oh, I thought she was listening to me.
No.
Well, she was, but then the phone rang, so
okay.
Give her
okay.
a few
we'll
minutes.
S-
She's
we'll
working
stop.
It.
It's
okay.
up. It's on. It's good to go.
Okay,
so.
here we go. All right, here we go. It needs more volume.
Can you turn your
yeah.
volume?
Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is. Hold on. We got it fixed here. Okay, I know what it is.
Okay, it's on your end.
It's on my end, and what happened was
thanks,
the...
Thanks, Sue.
You're fine, Susie Q.
The speaker...
Oh,
okay.
That
yeah,
hurt.
That mic in. It didn't connect the last time. All right, now it should play. Okay, here we go.
Nope.
Why is that still not working?
Yeah, the program is on. I've got the volume up.
Can you tell us what she said?
Well, it basically is I'm just wondering why it's not working here. But I can that just drives me crazy. Why is that not working? Did we all of a sudden not get the access now to the speakers? Because I got mine at 100%, and is this some kind of a new?
I can even hear that. I mean, I can hear you.
That really can hear me.
Okay, wow. Let's try speakers out. Okay, I got it. This should work now. Okay, here we go. Now mine's at 100%.
Be careful with your earphones.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. No, it's okay.
As the Ukraine scandal backfires on the Biden family, the Pelosis may be the next to come under scrutiny. An old promotional video resurfaced on Thursday, more than 6 years after it was uploaded by an energy company which does business in Ukraine. The video starts out with Nancy Pelosi speaking about her efforts in office to push for clean energy.
Breaking our crippling addiction to oil.
Her message is followed by a promotional statement from her son, Paul, who is a board member of Visk Oil and an executive at its related company, Energy Lab.
My name is Paul Pelosi. Of course, I'm on the board of Visk Oil. And Visk is here today to talk about accelerating the future. And that's what Visk Oil does. It uses technology to maximize the use of natural resources. Like oil and other resources.
Just 2 years after this video was uploaded, Pelosi led a congressional delegation to Ukraine to discuss issues like energy security. And her son traveled to the country as recently as 2017 on behalf of the Corporate Governance Initiative, where he now serves as executive director. While the official reason given for his visit was to discuss a youth soccer partnership program with the Ukrainian government, clips of that trip are now reportedly being removed from online. One of those clips was saved by the American Mirror on Twitter with the caption, "What's really going on here?"
So you run a court, you have a corporate governance business, and you're here in Ukraine speaking with representatives from the government, investment bankers, discussing certain things related to soccer.
Exactly.
This comes as Hunter Biden faces similar allegations. They used his father's position to make lucrative business deals in Ukraine and China. Kara McKinney, One America News.
Now, the reason that I'm bringing this up and the reason that this is more important than just that is that these guys are connected to George Soros. How do you think George Soros is funding everything? Do you think that he's doing it with his money?
Of course not.
No. All of these foreign contracts, all of this money going offshore to all these countries, it only takes a few deals here and there, and big money starts going into these countries, and they just spread it out. And you know that? Do you know who audits these things?
Who?
No one. There is no auditing at this point of any of the money going offshore.
How do we make them audit?
Well, that's a good question. Maybe just exposing it is the first thing. People don't even know. Okay, how do we make them audit it? Think about this for a second, Terry. Okay, what is happening right now with the Bidens? It's starting to, they're under investigation. How are you going to make them do this is because when they expose this corruption and somebody starts getting indicted and somebody starts going to jail and they can cut the money off. What is Trump trying to do? He's cutting the money off. That's how you stop it. Is that we've been funding all of these pet projects the worldwide for the guys that are trying to destroy us.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of important that we cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we do it? We get control of the government. And how are we going to do that? Well, you can start at the local level. You can go to the state level. You have to start getting involved at whatever level you're going to get involved at.
Well, the whole thing is you're right. You do. And it's good that we bring this stuff up. I agree with everything you're saying, and you're absolutely right about it. But right now, the ineffectuality of the president being able to get enough people behind him that will help him or support him is a difficulty because of the impeachment thing.
Impeachment thing's completely gone.
No, it's not gone. It's all over the news. That's all you hear about.
Well, that's the Main Street news.
Let me just finish what I'm saying. The thing is that the mainstream news, 86% of the people follow the mainstream news.
That's fine.
Okay, so the deal is we're trying to bring things forth to the people.
Right.
All right.
Okay, why is this important?
No, I didn't say it wasn't important. It's very, very important.
And you're acting like I think this is a big trap that Trump has created because of this.
Well, no, I agree with that. No, what I'm trying to say. No, what I'm trying to say is I'm not disagreeing with any of this. What I'm saying is that the average person isn't getting involved in any of this. They're not getting involved, and the only way to get people involved is like they did during the Revolutionary War. That's in the forest. That's attacking the
British. But you have to give them a why first.
Absolutely.
Okay, and that's what I'm talking about here. You have to give them a why. And you know what the why is going to be? Is if they vote to impeach, what I don't think they're going to at this point. If they vote to impeach, this is going to go to a trial in the Senate, and they're going to have to cover that. And what are they going to do in the Senate? They're going to subpoena Biden, his son, Pelosi, his son. They're going to start going through all of these things and getting it out on the air because they've already lost the American people as far as the numbers.
Are you talking about the Senate?
I'm talking about the numbers of the people supporting the Democratic Party. They've already lost the numbers just because of the impeachment stuff. And because the polls are showing overwhelmingly that people are bailing out. They're not supporting the Democratic Party anymore. Okay? And by doing that, that's giving them a why. Because do you think people are not getting pissed that this whole thing is a big sham to just get to Trump? And is Trump getting backed now? Well, we'll see. But on the 9th, the Pfizer report comes out.
Yeah.
On the 11th, Horowitz testifies.
Yeah.
Okay. Bill Barr is wrapping up the investigations now on several fronts, on the DOJ, the FBI, the State Department. Okay. When this all starts to come out, I mean, it's going to be biblical.
And with that, I'm sorry, but I'm getting the high sign. She's going to cut us off. We have to go to a break, and we'll pick it up on the other side, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, no,
I'm not the bad person here. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5.
Neither is Sue.
I know she's not. She's just doing her job. Thank you, Sue.
Well, here I sit high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night and running wild. Woman sitting home with a month old child. Dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. And I spent the groceries and half the rent. I like $14.27. Well, dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, profits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. This is Carl Lindabad, owners of KCNR Radio.
We just want to say happy holidays from everyone at the KCNR family. With the giving season upon us, we wanted to thank you for living local. The Reddit community means a lot to us.
So this season, as you're driving through town doing your holiday shopping, support the advertisers that support this station. Local shops are often overlooked, but that's where you'll find the most unique and touching gifts this Christmas.
Live local, listen local, love local. And from everyone here at KCNR, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Tell me why you cry.
We're a little
dating ourselves. Ow, people.
The Beatles.
So this is all important stuff because people got to get involved. You've got to understand what's happening at the top levels of the federal government as well as what the state and the locals are doing, because if you don't start getting involved and getting on a little bit of a mat, you're just sitting back going, well, there's nothing we can do, you know, when you can do a lot. You can get involved in you know, if you're not trying to split the state, I think you're crazy at this point.
But I think people are getting involved more than what we know. Like the Democratic Party.
Yeah,
I think they're jumping ship more and more.
Yeah.
We're just not have access necessarily to all the information in regards to that. Because if you go into different sources for information, you got black people, Yelp, whoever saying, hey, you know, I'm done with this party. I see through this. This is a sham.
Absolutely a sham, because they're taking over our government with using our own money against us and foreigners.
And
using the courts. So two things that James Rickard said a couple of weeks ago that was brilliant on on Trump's part is that, okay, and by the way, yesterday, Ruth Bader Ginsburg went into the hospital. Okay. And
are you sure she's still alive?
Yeah, just barely.
I'm just saying.
Well, you know, it's weekend at Ruthie's again. And so he's appointed more federal judges in the judiciary than
That's
anybody.
True.
Yes, he has.
To this point, and there's still 85 left to appoint on top of the fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg went into the hospital. You know, there's some issues. Now, I want to connect the dots on this one, too.
You better hurry up because we got like 3 minutes and they're going to cut us off.
Well, we come back here with whatever we got to do. This is from Judy, by the way, and this is from the Post and email. If the deep state would forge a warrant application on the FISA warrant, why not a birth certificate?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well put. This connects, doesn't it, brother?
It totally connects, because we know that this we know this birth certificate was forged. Well, you know, when you go through.
It's born in Chicago.
We're talking about Obama's birth certificate.
Yeah, that's right. And so Michael Horowitz is involved in this whole thing. Okay. The Justice Department has found evidence that the FBI lawyer manipulated the key investigation document to the FBI's and remember, go back, who was the one that was first saying that the birth certificate, besides Hillary Clinton, was Trump.
They both were doing it at the same time years back,
was saying there's a problem here. Well, who was in charge of the FBI and the CIA at that point, do you think? Clapper, Comey, and Brennan.
Wow, haven't we heard
bombshell?
Those names before?
Yeah. Now you're going to hear more about this because as these reports start to come out, okay, there's a problem here. Because do you think that these guys, if they go in there and they forged all the stuff to get the FISA warrants, you got to ask yourself a question. If this is indeed being investigated into this, and we know for a fact it's provable that his birth certificate was the long form was doctored. Okay, then you have to ask yourself the question, why? Okay, why was the long form doctored? If he's born in Chicago, because we had Michelle Obama on here with a clip a week or so ago that said he was born in Chicago.
Yeah, she said that he was.
Well, if he's born in Chicago, what's the problem? He's an American citizen, right? Well, so he's either born in America and he's an American citizen or he isn't. Or he's born in Kenya and he's not. Well, if you throw Kenya out and you assume, okay, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt, he's born in Chicago, then why would you forge a birth certificate in the first place? Or let's say he's born in Hawaii. Why would you forge a birth certificate in the first place?
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
Unless you went overseas to Indonesia and renounced your citizenship and then came back and applied at a college with grants as a foreign student to get grants to go and apply to Columbia.
Okay, we're at the top of the hour, guys. Sorry, they're going to cut us off. Listen to
Good
the
stuff.
Second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
On a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock. I am an
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump sharply disagrees with a former White House advisor about Ukraine's involvement in the 2016 election.
During testimony this past week, Fiona Hill spoke forcefully against a conspiracy that Ukraine interfered in the 2016 U.S. election.
This is a fictional narrative that has been perpetrated and propagated by the Russian security services themselves.
But President Trump disagrees. In a Friday interview on Fox and Friends, he repeated his assertion that Ukrainians might have hacked the Democratic National Committee's network in 2016 and framed Russia for the crime. Greg Clugston, The White House.
New York billionaire Michael Bloomberg has officially entered the Democratic presidential campaign today. Aides say he'll swear off both campaign contributions and the presidential salary if he were to win the White House, something President Trump is already doing. Bloomberg's Democratic rivals are complaining that he plans to skip the first primaries if he enters the race. The American Medical Association is calling for immediate ban on all electronic cigarettes and vaping devices.
The AMA cited the surge in teen e-cigarette use as the primary reason for its ban. The group also said the recent outbreak of lung illnesses linked to vaping shows how little is known about the health consequences. Most of those sickened said they vaped THC, the high-inducing ingredient, in marijuana, not nicotine. The policy singles out e-cigarette and vaping products not approved to help people quit smoking, but none have been approved yet for that use by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Voting has been completed in Hong Kong elections today. They've become a barometer of public support for anti-government protests now in their sixth month. The polls opened early this morning, and voter turnout was in excess of 70%, very high for Hong Kong. The count is underway. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-9446.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-9446.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-9446. 1-800-424-9446.
Three of America's biggest beverage companies are investing in a plan aimed at promoting recycling.
Only about a third of the 100 billion plastic bottles produced in the U.S. each year are recycled. Now, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and Keurig Dr. Pepper are trying to change that, spending $100 million to improve recycling collection and processing. They also plan to roll out new packaging next year aimed at reminding consumers to recycle. Rich Thomason reporting.
Britain's Prince Andrew continues to face many hurdles despite his decision to step down from his royal duties because of his friendship with sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The 59-year-old prince, who was Queen Elizabeth's second son, is struggling to stay at the helm of his Pitch and Palace charity, with some British media reports indicating he's already stepped out. A number of the charity's corporate backers have stopped supporting it. News and analysis at townhall.com. The nation's top cop wants to solve the problem of missing and murdered Native people.
Attorney General William Barr has announced a national plan to address cases of missing and slain Indigenous people. As concerns mount over the level of violence they face, Barr made the announcement Friday about the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Initiative on the Flathead Reservation in Montana. The plan adds specialized coordinators in 11 U.S. attorneys' offices who would coordinate the law enforcement response for cases of missing Indigenous people.
Correspondent Gordon Griffin. Today is Sunday, November the 24th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday today, including Basketball Hall of Famer Oscar Robertson. The Big O is 81 years old. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue turned 79 today. Former White House Press Secretary Marlon Fitzwater is 77, and Olympic bronze medal figure skater Chen Liu is 43. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Well, my name's John Lee Pettimore. Same as my daddy and his daddy before. You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. They only come a town about twice a year. You buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line. Everybody knew it made me shine. Now the revenue man want a granddaddy bed. He'd left a holler of everything had. Before my time, but I've been told he'll never come back from Copperhead Road.
Are we on the air?
We are. We've been on the
air. Great song, Mark.
I know.
I love this. Great music, buddy. He does great music.
I work at it.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's because, you know, we're trying to entertain as well as inform. And I think that's part of the key. You know, I mean, we get kind of hung up maybe a little bit on the entertainment value. Because this stuff is hard-hitting, and we should all be involved with this thing no matter what, whether I'm entertaining or not. But for some reason, we are all seduced by entertainment, whether it's football or baseball. It relaxes us. And
music.
So,
and well, it, music. Makes your, it makes your mind go someplace else, and, you know, you can enjoy something for a little bit of time.
And that's what I'm trying to do here, is give a value across the board for everything so we can draw in a bigger audience. And so if it's good, you know, and clever and it makes sense or funny or something, then what it does is I'm hoping that it expands the audience.
Well, it motivates people more.
That's right. And you know, tell your friends.
Music is a motivational.
You're right. So yeah. if you're sharing stuff, does that mean you're going to share your cashews?
Well, of course. I'll give up my cashews. The cashews. I'm the cashew lady. With that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Indian Dave on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, y'all. How you doing down there? You sound like you're having a lot of fun.
We're always having fun.
Yeah, spreading the stuff, that's really good. We want it spread over the whole state.
It's true.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk to you, give you an update on the great Henderson Open Space and the I can't say that word, but the hole that we're living in down here on Henderson. It's the new bad part of Reading, or, you know, wannabe, I guess, bad part of Reading. And they did a big talk here a few months ago. I know Carl talked about it. They had it on the radio and talked about a big thing. They had actually Les Ball came down, not Leonard Modi, which is his district.
Oh, that is his district. Leonard Modi.
Yeah. We were wondering that.
Yeah,
didn't show up. He wouldn't show. That's degrading for him. He can't walk among the, you know, the
people. Can't run to the front of the parade and look good.
Keeps getting elected.
Yeah, really. Anyway, there was a bunch of city council, people from the mission, just and RPD, and of course there was cleanup people there. And they talked about this big thing that they were going to do down at Henderson Open Space and make this a marvelous place to take your children. And what they did was immediately cleaned up 8,000 pounds of trash, which is just a wonderful thing. But they did it from, there's a dirt road there that used to be the Freebridge Road. They did it from there north to the bridge and under the bridge. Funny, you could see it from Cyprus, you know. But after that, you can't see anything from there down the 6 acres, the mile and a half or whatever it is, that's full of crap, trash, and still 80 camps of people. And they've done nothing to take care of it. They were going to cite them and do all this stuff. They arrested 24 people or something. You know, I don't get it. Anderson arrests every single one of them. Reading will not even issue citations to these people. I don't get what the deal is here, because it's really, you know.
It's money-driven, if you ask me.
Right. I know where you're going to go, and you're right, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, gee, if I was down there camped out, would they issue me a citation? Absolutely. Why? Because I might have a little money to pay the fine.
Right. That's exactly it. Right. I couldn't agree with you more. I know people that, I mean, like, I got pulled over because the guy said I didn't have my seatbelt on. Well, by the time the discussion was over, I did have my seatbelt on. He knew I did to begin with, but that could have been a nice little fine. You know, and I mean, those are the kind, Mark's absolutely right. Those people can't do anything as far as increasing the money or salaries. I mean, this has just become so
But the
so
people
corrupt.
Aren't any richer in Anderson than they are in Redding.
No, but...
No, so, I mean, it's the same type of individuals, correct, that are in Anderson and Redding.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's the same policy either way, if you ask me, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if Les Baugh goes down there, and then Modi, who's... his responsibility, he doesn't go down there. I think the real deal is that, you know, Anderson has a unique community, you know.
That's
and,
true.
And, you know, they really...
Are they arresting him in Anderson? Or are they giving him tickets or anything?
No, they're arresting him and take him to jail. They take him right up to the jail, and then, of course, the jail takes him, does whatever they do, is book him or whatever.
Let him go.
And they book and release, and then they come to Henderson Open Space.
Isn't that the same thing that they're doing in Redding?
Well, let me ask you this.
They're not arresting anybody in Redding as far as this goes.
So they're just running them through the system in
right.
Anderson, but not in Redding.
Okay.
They're not doing anything.
Well, here's the deal. Basically, what Anderson's doing is dumping their people on Redding, in essence. I mean,
that's what they're doing.
They're bringing
saying.
Them here. They know that
well,
nobody can be
going
held
where
in jail.
It's easy. They know they're going where it's easy and they won't be bothered.
Yeah.
And they can carry
they
on.
They walk down to Henderson Space.
See, I didn't understand. I'm not sure where Henderson is at. Maybe somewhere.
Oh, okay.
It's right behind the old railies.
Yeah, it's over all along the way down the river.
Yeah.
And they're polluting the river.
Right.
If there was 8,000 pounds of trash taken out of there, what do you think there is for the next mile or mile and a half when you've got 80 camps? These people have been living there. They used to clean it up religiously when Bob was running the show. He would go down there and do it. They said after the snow, well, we can't do that. Bob retired after the snow. We can't do that because there's trees down. Okay, we had a friend of ours, a friend of the people, go down there, cut the trees, remove them from the path, remove them from the road, so they could go all the way to the end, but they desire not to, because they don't care about us. We call the police don't respond anymore. They don't even come down here anymore. Once in a great while, you'll see one drive by, do a drive-by, that's all they do. In the last 4 days, I busted two people from crawling under the fence that we put up down here. We put a $1,500 to $2,000 fence that the property owner has done, and there's a no trespassing sign right there. What do they do? Cut the bottom wire, lift the fence, and crawl under it. I busted two or three people now going through there, and I ask them, why do you do that? Is there a gate there? No. Oh, but I didn't do it. I don't care if you did it. You're being a part of it. You're screwing it up. Go down to the open. There's open gates down there. There's poles they can walk through down at the Henderson Open Space that they can walk to, but it's out of their way.
It's passive-aggressive is what it is. I mean, it's just...
And they're camped down there at Dignity now on the street and on the right behind the pooper there. There's camps in the little gully. They're camped on the street at the very end where they came out when they cleaned up, and they haven't left.
Well,
they bring all their crap out there and leave it, and there's a storage shed over here that rents to homeless. They can rent to anybody. That's fine.
Are we going to end up like LA?
All their crap over there that they want to keep, then the city goes in and cleans the area that they're in, and once it's clean, take 8,000 pounds of trash in that one location so these people can go back in there and have a clean area to live in.
I mean, are we
going
to end up like San Francisco or L.A. where they're starting to get diseases down in L.A., typhus or the plague?
What do you think is going to happen if you get 80 camps? I mean, you know, you multiply that out. That's quite a few people whatever they do.
Worried about the salmon on the river. What about the friggin' humans down the river that are drinking this water? Aren't they drinking this water
in
Anderson?
You're right. You know, the thing is, too, is that, you know,
They're defecating and urinating,
right,
the, and they go down by the river
and you're right about the police.
To do all the stuff they
right.
want to do.
Right.
But it,
right.
Well, but you know what? It's just sad because we don't call the man anymore because they don't come down here.
Dave?
Yeah.
The thing is that everything you're saying is just spot on. And, you know, we can hear the frustration in your voice, and it's righteous frustration. You should be frustrated, as we all are. The problem is that, the police basically are saying, well, we're jumping from call to call. But the way you fix that, according to the county and according to the city, is you just hire more policemen. Okay, we
yeah,
just need
right.
more police.
What's
well, but here's, the, but here's the deal. The deal is that we've all been hearing, I've been hearing since I've moved to Reading, that we don't have enough police. We're never going to have enough police. But the law enforcement in this area and in the state of California doesn't allow you or me as citizens to open carry, whereas if you were walking around patrolling that place, open carry, down walking around, I'll bet that might deter some people. I think that a lot of this stuff would deter people as far as what they're doing in Cottonwood, for example. Now, what they're doing in Cottonwood is they have a community watch. They have the citizens to patrol the area.
Yeah.
We try to do that, and I know our sheriff has even come out and said, well, you know, if we see you open carry, we'll arrest you. I mean, you know, really and truly, our rights are being taken away. People just don't care. It was great what Mark talked about as far as the national scene. We have to get that out there. He's got some great stuff, by the way, that I hope he is able to get to at least sometime in the next today. But the point is that you're so right, my good friend. We just don't have any kind of control or liberty. The government controls it. The government makes all the money. We've got policemen. We've got a psychiatrist that makes $350,000 a year. We've got a fireman that makes $417,000 a year. We have probably over $1 million or close to $1 billion in unfunded liability just in the county and in the city, and nobody cares except for people like you.
There was a guy with a CCW that walked down there, and I heard this on Carl's show. He walked down there, and apparently he was coming back, and some yahoo with a machete did a display of whatever he does.
Right.
And then the guy, I guess, said, hey, dude, I've got this, or I'm carrying this, or whatever. I don't have a gun. Yeah, I don't want to carry a gun, because if I carry one down there, somebody's not going home.
Hey, Dave.
It's probably going to go. It's probably going to be me going to jail because some yahoo is going to do something stupid, and I'm going to have to put him out of his misery.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
You said you contacted the Board of Supervisors and the City Council and all that. Did they come back with any type of solution or any concerns, really, in what was going on?
You could talk to Modi. Another guy went to talk to Modi, and he wouldn't even talk to him. Les Ball was coming down here as a friendly person from the supervisors, you know, as a courtesy, because he's heard about this mess down here and all that stuff. I mean, we have people that are concerned, but do they do anything? What about the guy up on Hilltop that got fined for having his property, for having him on his property, and then they went in to clean it up with the cutting machines? And another person from the county or city or whoever went up there and told him, hey, you can't do that because this is indigenous plant.
Well, it reminds me of the story last week where, you know, in San Francisco, the police pull a guy over. He's on the sidewalk, you know, and detain him to give him a ticket for eating a sandwich while some guy is legally taking a crap on the sidewalk next to him.
There you go.
I mean, that's what we're talking about.
You're going to have that here. I heard that a lady was doing it down on the city hall grounds, and the cop went up to her and she said, hey, wait a minute, I'm not done.
Well, he
didn't arrest her. He gave her a ticket.
I think
she used it to clean herself off with.
This is policy that's coming from the higher up. Like you say, they don't care, and they must be instructing the police, because the police don't operate independently of everybody else. If there's complaints and somebody decided to do something, you know, the police chief or somebody, to put some pressure on the police to do their job, this has got to be coming from the Board of Supervisors or the chief.
Aren't they the ones that oversee it, so to speak?
Well, or the chief, or the city council.
Care about their county? or their city or whichever
one. So what I'm where I'm going is this going to be the Grapes of Wrath thing where people come in with axe handles? I mean, I'm not advocating for that by any stretch of the imagination, but what I'm saying is that what it's going to take?
We've got a drug house down the street. We've complained to the city many, 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 many times. They busted them once and hauled a bunch of them off. And then the city code enforcement went down and did a bunch of stuff. And they said, okay, we're going to have them out of there by November. What is this? This is the end of November, and I don't see them gone. And there's still all these zombies walking up and down the street here to go get their drugs.
Well, see,
every
I believe that
the guy
they have...
drives down to that place on Dignity and sells drugs at 6:30 in the morning.
I believe that everybody has rights in America.
That. They don't go down there at 6:30. They go down there at 7.
I believe that everybody has rights in America, but when their rights no longer respect your rights, and that's what we're talking about, are they trying to cause an upheaval here by not taking care of some of these problems? Is that, or are they just disconnected from everybody? Do we need to have a meeting out in front of the supervisor's house or down there at the supervisor chambers with people carrying pitchforks and torches? Is that what we got to do in order to get these guys? Or maybe we just should do something very much simpler, is unelect these guys.
That's where I was going. We'll get other people.
Vote them out.
We got to start somewhere. And
yeah, I think
I don't even care if
these people up in trucks and trailers and take them up to the supervisors and the city
and
council
put them in their backyard
and turn them loose and say, here, have a ball, live here as long as you want.
At this point,
as Pelosi, as Newsom, take them all to their place, let them stay there for a while.
I mean,
how the hell they like it.
We're better off voting for a head of broccoli at this point than some of these guys that are holding office.
Telling you.
And so, you know
what? I'll take my answer on the air.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Dave. We appreciate it. But with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Here we have two real pioneers embarking upon a new career, capitalizing on this global warming hype. Yeah, they're the ones that brought you the left-handed hammer and tried to market a recycled pamper. Say the Gullible brothers have always been the entrepreneurial type. But this next harebrained Gullible venture could be earmarked as the major clincher as to whether or not they'll be living it up in their retirement age. They put all they had into one bankroll, bought a bunch of land down at the South Pole, eagerly awaiting the impending doom of climate change. Thereby being in the catbird seat in the new Florida. And I'm all for working hard to keep this planet clean. But man-made global warming just don't make no sense to me. But if you insist on buying into this media false alarm, I know a couple of guys who wheel and deal in frozen farms.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
That's right.
a holiday favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, will be shown at the historic Cascade Theater on Monday, December 23rd. Pack up the family, grab some drinks and popcorn, and enjoy this classic on the big screen. An angel sent from heaven to help a frustrated businessman by showing him what life would be like if he never existed. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Girl, you're looking fine tonight, and every guy has got you in his sight. What you're doing with a clown like me is surely one last little mystery.
I wanted to hear a little more of that song. Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
He's
little Jeff Healey there. I ran across that, you know, and that's a sad tale. The guy had cancer in his eyes, and he was blind, and he played.
I think it was like three,
actually. Yeah. And I was reading it this morning, and. And the guy died in, I think it was 2008 or something. But he was the guy that played on the Roadhouse.
Roadhouse,
remember the blind guy behind the screen? Where the
Yeah. He does some great music,
So I ran across that, and I thought that was really good, and kind of a little bit of a tribute to Jeff Healey there.
Yeah.
Good
great
stuff.
Great guy, yeah.
With that said, I guess we have Dale Ball. We might as well keep running down this road.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, Dale.
Hey, Dale.
That's what he thought of you, Jerry. Just kidding.
How are you guys doing today?
There you are.
The fun never stops.
We thought we lost you, buddy.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Well, I heard my neighbor Dave called in there, so I thought I'd just chime in. You guys were asking if the city, you know, what they've been going to do and blah, blah. Well, we had a meeting clear back on September 18th. Les Baugh put out a big public service announcement, and we had probably 40, 50 public officials. We even had city council from Shasta Lake City down here. And we toured the area. We showed them the mess. They gave us all kinds of promises of how they were going to be down there in a couple weeks and red tag it. They were going to come in and bring the canopy up and get rid of all the brush within a month or two. Well, here we are 2 months later, and all we get is lip service. It's beyond frustrating down here.
Well,
I mean, when the city is allowing all these feral felons to camp out right behind your neighborhood, and guess where they get that 8,000 pounds of trash? That was all stuff they ripped off from our neighborhood.
Wow.
Wow. So you are running for a position in the Board of Supervisors, are you not?
Yes, and unfortunately, I can't force the city to do their job, but I can certainly, I think, put a little more pressure on them to do their job. And as our neighbor stated, I mean, down the city, it's not just the city of Anderson. You can go to any city up here, and I would call the real Northern California. go to their city hall. See if you see people camped all over the place shooting up, selling drugs. Go to their parks. See if you see tents all over. You won't. You won't find cities like that. It's only the city of Reading that just refuses to enforce the law so they'd make this utopia. We just had another guy from Florida arrested again. I've got a guy from Alabama out behind my house that's wanted for manslaughter. And when they arrested him here, Alabama didn't want him, so they let him go, and he's now back in my backyard again.
Wow.
We have become a utopia that the criminals know they can come here and there's no consequence.
Why do you think that the police do that? Why do you think that the sheriff allows that? Why do you think?
Well, the sheriff's not really allowing it. The sheriff doesn't allow it out in the
county.
Well,
but it's the jail. That's his jurisdiction is the jail.
Yeah, the jail. Well, he doesn't have the jail beds. I mean.
Well, okay, but that, all right. Well, you know, what some of the suggestions that were made, one of them was made by Patrick Jones, that we farm these people out to other counties and states that have
which
beds.
Which we're doing.
Well, but we could do it more. But the sheriff's response to that was basically that, well, they only want the guys that are, you know, our model prisoners, so to speak. Oh, okay, well, if they want our guys that are in jail that are maybe model prisoners, doesn't that open up a bed if we move the model guy to get in the real bad guy? See, the problem I've got with the whole thing, and I want you to...
The problem we have right now is most of the people, I think Stephanie said the other night, we have 25 sitting there for major crimes, you know, murder, rape. They still haven't been tried, so obviously the most group that we have there are all still waiting trial and things like that, so we can't send them out of state.
Well, here's the question I've got for you, since you're going to be running for supervisor. Here's my question. We hear almost all the time that there are 300 bad guys and gals out on the street. If we could get those 300 off the street, now we hear this all the time, then if we could do that, well, gosh, you know, that would solve about 40-50% of our crime. All right. So if we have people that are in jail, obviously those aren't the real bad guys that are still out there that everybody's talking about, that the police and the city of Reading and the Board of Supervisors are talking about. Why don't we just release those guys that are in there and bring in the real bad guys, the bad 300? You know, how can it be the same 300 that are always out on the street? That's my question.
I know, and that's a great point. And I just heard a story of a guy who sat in jail for 30 days for sending his ex down in the Bay Area a nasty text.
Wow.
Well, it could have been his ex knew somebody who knew somebody, or it was a politically correct thing to, or
well,
maybe he has
job
money.
And was a good guy and had money.
Yeah, it's money. That's the whole thing, and that's what's so disgusting.
You guys already touched on that earlier.
We did, and that's the deal. If you've got money, they'll arrest you. If you don't have money, they won't arrest you. That's really the, this is becoming so.
Well, that's the city of Reading. Now, like they were stating about Anderson. No, they're
No. I'm not talking about Anderson. Public. I'm talking about Reading.
Yeah. And a point on your like about Anderson. Yeah, they do come to Reading, but they go back to Anderson. The ones that were causing the problems down there, we see them come back. They get right on the ride. They get their free bus token and they head back down to Anderson. The problem is that creates a paper trail, even though everybody says, what's it going to happen? Well, after they get about 7-8 of those, we just had a guy, his nickname was Tennessee, and he was causing the biggest problems with the homeless camps in Anderson, just destroying private property. And, well, after they just kept arresting him, everybody's, what's it going to do? Well, then they put him in the chronic offender program. He just got sent off to 6 years in prison.
Well, that sounds like a
good idea. We have a free empty bed at the jail now that he's not up there. And he's not causing problems in Anderson anymore.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, that's the thing. But we have, it's all about the money. It's like, you know, I had somebody say, you know, how long is this next police chief going to last? 3 years? Probably three. We get three out of him. But these guys, I mean, this is a gravy train.
Yep.
I mean, it's a, you know, here we've got our you know, Moore's going into what? Private, he's going to be out there as a contractor. I'm not begrudging the guy from doing work after he's retired, but boy, it must be nice. You know, the thing is that you have this great foundation that you built off basically being paid. And here's one other thing that could have, and I want to throw this out to everybody. That's just one thing. I don't want to throw this out to you since you're running for office. You know, we hear about the danger that police have, the danger that they're in, the danger they're always in, that they risk their life. Don't they choose that job?
I was going to say.
Don't
they
choose
that
job?
They know that going in the door.
Don't they? It's just like, okay, if you're an elderly person, you run into a lot of danger if you're just walking down the street in Reading at night.
They chose their profession.
Well, if you're sitting in your living room at night,
you got somebody walk into your house and threaten you and take your car right down the street from my house.
Right. So I am tired
last night
of this double standard. I am tired of hearing that I'm not begrudging a job that anybody does in law enforcement, but I'm sure tired of hearing the fact that these guys, they choose it. They choose that life. They choose it.
Well, here's another angle on that as well. I mean, I don't begrudge these guys' salaries that are reasonable at all. I don't begrudge these guys' benefit packages that are reasonable at all. I think they should be doing, you know, be able to retire with their family after they've served their time and got a good pension.
And not become rich. They don't need to become rich.
But who is negotiating these benefit packages? Who is negotiating this kind of money? When you've got this many people in the state, you know, the chief psychiatrist is getting over $500,000 a year in benefit packages, and you float it all the way down. Who's negotiating these packages? Is the taxpayers involved in any of this?
The unions, the boards of supervisors that we elect, and the city council we elect. That's who does it.
Well, then the answer is right there in that statement. Fire these broccoli-headed pieces of
when you have
vegetable
cauliflower
garden.
When you have very
residue.
Pro-union people being elected, that's kind of the mess you end up with. And like, I have no problem with the money, you know, that they're making either. And you know, if they were able to negotiate a better deal, that's, you know, it's not their fault they were able to negotiate a better deal. It's not the officer's fault. But the people who on our side.
Right.
Yeah.
Who were supposed to be looking out for taxpayer dollars are the ones to blame on this.
Well, it's like creating a contract with the business between the customer and the bank and leaving the business owner out.
Yeah, one quick thing there. Okay. I get all that. Okay. And I get all that, but here's the deal. The deal is that these guys choose what they do. If you want to use the excuse of what somebody's worth in a job as the danger of that job, and they choose that job, I just don't like the excuse that's being used by the people, like the Board of Supervisors or the sheriff or the city council, because they choose that. You know, when Basinko was on, he's talking about how the average citizen doesn't need to have open carry because they can't get to their the police need it so they can get to their weapon. Well, what about the lady in the parking lot at Walmart who gets mugged? She's got to get her coat off. Are you serious?
Well, see, this is government in a nutshell, and this is just one aspect of it, is create the problem in the first place. Create the problem in the first place, and then you're the only thing that can solve it, whether it's the sheriff's department, whether it's taxes.
Only us government can solve that problem.
But that's
for
what they
you.
Do.
Yeah.
I mean, why are we having a problem with our money in the first place? Because we're being taxed to death by the same guys that are saying that the only way we can fix it is taxing you more.
Okay. With that, we've got another caller on the line, and we also need to go to a break. So please stay tuned with KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Hang with us, guys.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home. The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories, play a song again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, just in case you want to
learn their lesson well.
you know, I got a couple of points here about the market, what the market can bear. We've got all these officials, this, you know, all these government officials, all these government employees that are taking and taking and taking, where are they getting their money? They're getting it from the free market. It's like you can't, after a while, why are 1,300 businesses leaving? See, the gene pool for people who are going to keep paying this is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. At the same time, while we devour our currency, our products are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So the people are getting poorer and poorer. That's why they're leaving California. They're jumping ship. You know, they're going to work. Forever. And the market will only bear so much. If it costs a dollar to pick a banana down in Mexico, okay, you can't charge $10,000 per banana when you get it to here. And that's what they're expecting the businesses to do, to keep supporting these guys. See, their salaries can only bear what the market itself will bear in the long term. Now, they've been getting away with it in the short term, and look what's happening. You got unfunded liabilities shooting through the roof. People are fleeing the place like nobody's business. What do you think the end result is going to be? They're all going to lose. They're all going to lose. With that said, I think we have a caller.
We do. We've got Jimmy on the line. Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. It's me again, folks.
Hey.
I like the,
Jimmy, two hands.
I like the one post about if we could get a bunch of people to win the lottery and then buy a bunch of halfway houses and homeless shelters next door to the elite wankers, I think is the word you used. You know, so
yeah,
that we could Robert. Set up halfway houses next to Modi and Baugh and all these guys with all these people that
Pelosi.
That'd be great.
A whole lot of them.
Yeah, you know, the Trump came out with some new T-shirts this week.
I think I missed the train on talking about
the
impeachment trials. Because you guys, you know, you already went through that. And I got more to say about that. But did you get my soundbite of Fiona Hill saying that she did meet with Christopher Steele in 2016?
No. Where did you send it?
I sent it to your email, buddy. Oh. I know you're busy and you got a lot of stuff. But, yeah, Fiona Hill, I put myself through the pain and personal anguish of watching these trials. It was like, you ever see Clockwork Orange?
Yes.
remember when they had the guy in the movie theater and they pinned his eyes open and made him watch all those deplorable images? Yeah, that's what it was like for me. So, yes, Fiona Hill And you don't hear this on, you know, the mainstream media, of course, but she said she did meet with Christopher Steele in 2016. What does that tell you, folks?
Well, it tells you that there's a whole bunch of dirty rats all involved in the same nest.
Yes, with
right.
the same
and,
names.
I called in a show yesterday, one of our great local shows, and the host asked me, well, do you think the Democrats and the majority in the House wanted this to go to trial in the Senate? And I kind of, you know, it kind of caught me off guard, but later I started thinking about it, and I'm thinking, no. You know why? Because
right.
in the last weeks and months of this trial or sham or whatever you want to call this vaudevillian thing, the Republicans and the minority were saying, no, this is going to be dead on arrival in the Senate. So I think the majority, the Dems, were thinking, okay, well, we can just slander Trump, get a bunch, harvest a bunch of sound bites.
Minimize and, everything he's trying to do and make him look like an idiot.
And nobody else questioned
they're
it.
They're going, okay, well, let's do the Senate trial. And I think they're tripping on it. I think they're...
If they get to the Senate trial, they're going to be calling Schiff. They're going to be calling
yeah,
the whistleblower.
Yeah, Mark made a good point about this. You
they're going to be calling all these guys up on the stand under oath. And you know, that's going to be a problem because it's a trial in the Senate, not a hearing. And now these guys are under oath. And now if they start lying, now you're you're perjuring yourself. You're in contempt.
Now you can go to jail.
Now you can actually be arrested and go to jail. And
like
that's
when
what's
Adam
going
Schiff
on.
Said, I don't know who the whistleblower is. I heard him say that, and I watched him say that.
Well, then he also said that they didn't want to answer the question about the other guy with Vint. Vintman, exactly, because
yep.
he said that he didn't want to oust the whistleblower. So which is it, Schiff? If you're saying
yes,
you don't
sir.
Know who the whistleblower is, but you're saying that he can't mention the other person because he doesn't want the whistleblower outed, then you obviously do know who he is.
Right. So Fiona Hill, I mean, come on. It's so, it's just such a, oh my gosh.
The whole thing's blatantly
yeah.
stupid. I mean, and if you watch any of the mainstream media, they just lie.
Well, a lot of it is Schiff.
Oh,
right,
man.
Well, it was like Sondland when
like
he
bullshit.
Had his opening statement.
Yeah.
Said, I don't, you know, there was a quid pro quo in his opening statement. Towards the end, the minority senator asked him, did anybody on this planet say that this was a quid pro quo? No.
No,
he assumed it.
It was a harvesting of sound bites, folks.
Yeah, he assumed
it. And then,
it.
Like I said, I think Trump and his cabinet were waiting for these people to dive headfirst in the water to where they couldn't go back, and now this is happening. And like they've been saying now, if this goes to the Senate, there's going to be six senators that are running for president that are going to miss the Iowa caucuses, Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, Amy Klobuchar, or
whatever
her name is, and some guy named Bennett. I don't even know who the heck he is. So this is they weren't counting on this.
I think this is a total trap. My the sources I'm saying is that, and don't you remember like weeks ago was Trump was saying, impeach me, I dare you. Well, he wasn't just threatening.
Yeah, yep.
He wanted them to start this impeachment because they
so
knew
they can hang themselves.
So
in the process,
gonna,
yeah.
They're going to hang themselves, and it's going to they're going to hang themselves and be hung up, and they can extend this in the Senate in this trial quite a ways right up into the campaign season, and these guys got a real problem on their hands. This Trump's not an idiot, and. You know, despite reports to the contrary from, I don't know, like mainstream media, but...
So if that happens, who's going to be able to run on the Democratic side when it comes election time? I'm just saying.
This is going to be a major blow to the
well,
Democratic Party.
And Q's back online, and he's saying,
yep.
The quote I got from Q, he's been posting quite a bit in the last week, is he's saying it's going to be biblical. No.
Exactly. Historical. And
yeah.
Rudy Giuliani, I just seen an interview with him. I don't know if you guys have to go to break or not, but.
No.
Yeah,
no.
We're getting ahead.
Well,
yeah, no. Because we've been running over. But stay with us,
yeah.
Jimmy, and we'll catch it on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio.
Good stuff.
just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
Jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted demurals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. Modern-day drifter.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're back, and we're right in the middle of it with both feet up to our eyeballs.
You still there, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. whoever played the Carpenters, It's Only Just Begun, is brilliant. My wife and I were rolling. I love the Carpenters, by the way. I used to be a heavy metal drummer for years and years, but, you know, even the Carpenters are awesome. So,
how did you feel about Tiny Tim?
He was a little, he was too hardcore for me.
He was a little over the top.
He was kind of tiptoeing through the tulips.
He was doing more than that.
Yeah, but the Carpenters actually, Karen Carpenter was a
great singer.
Unbelievable singer.
Yeah,
I think we were talking about Giuliani at some point here.
Yeah.
He just had an interview where he said he was going to, he is at the moment securing four visas for Ukrainians to come over and testify. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
This is awesome.
Have you heard that where?
He said it on Fox News. He's
wow.
trying to secure four visas for four. And did you hear, and did you guys talk about, I might have missed it, how he was talking about maybe getting whacked?
Yeah, I'm looking at a headline right now. It just came up on the Gateway Pundit. They're going to try to kill me. Rudy Giuliani reveals he has a kill switch to release Biden family crime docs if he disappears.
Right. And what you know, what folks have to remember is back in the day he did the RICO Act on mm-hmm. the main five crime families of New York.
Yep.
Yeah.
So three of them went to trial. I think two got killed. One of them was Paul Castellano. I forget which family he was head of, but he got assassinated during this time. And then I also read, and this is just hearsay on Wikipedia, that that they did confirm that they put out a contract on Rudy Giuliani for $800,000. So this guy has been through the ringer. He knows what corruption is.
He's got a lot of cojones, as they say.
Yeah. So,
Jimmy Two Hands.
There you have it.
So anyways, I just wanted to throw that out there. But I think, you know, I'm not going to go. I know you guys were running out of time. But
yeah, we're just about out of time.
One of the main things is Fiona Hill did meet with Christopher Steele. So what does that tell you?
Tells you a lot. I mean, we all know it's just a matter of getting it out there. I got one more story here before we go that I need to get out here that I see is hundreds. This is a very interesting story. Hundreds of fake driver's licenses intercepted by the U.S. Border Patrol at a Louisiana mail facility. Hundreds of fake driver's license.
Wow.
I mean, what they're not trying. I mean, this is they're not trying to steal our country, are they? Yeah, yeah, so it's just, I mean, we are in a fight for our country. We are in a
California,
fight
they just give them out.
Yeah.
They just hand them out.
Yeah,
they
don't need fake ones here. They,
yeah,
here real.
You go.
And vote while you're at it.
Yeah, it's like cards, you know?
Yeah, what a crazy world. And this news cycle this week has just been 1,000 miles an hour.
Crazy.
You know, Epstein, all of a sudden, and they got the one guard who's turning state's evidence. She's going to spill her guts.
Oh,
yeah.
Falsified the records?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Mark was just talking about something, and the good information that comes out on this program, folks, you need to turn people onto this in other states.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Put them on here because, I mean, that's the challenge that we have is getting the word out. And remember, tomorrow night at 2570 South Bonneview Road, we'll be showing the documentary that NBC did on Jefferson. You know, I mean, all this stuff, the stuff that we're trying to send out, like Mark said, you know, we're going to get sabotaged by the powers that be. You need to share these programs and these archives and this information with other people. If we don't stand now, when are we going to stand?
Yeah, we can't let the media censor us. I mean, that's really what it comes
down
to.
Yeah, and what's nice is they can just send out the link.
Yeah, you can send out the link.
Send out the link to everybody in regards, and then they can pick and choose when they want to listen to it.
Yeah, and the media is turning the tide. The internet is turning the tide. I mean, I just saw a report where the black vote's up to 34% in new polls. We are starting to win, but, you know, more people have to get involved out there. You got to understand
what's
going. Well,
we got to yell that from the treetops that they are. And let the people know so you have more hope.
And, you know, citizen journalism is becoming the word of the day because we know that the mainstream medias are all co-opted. I mean, these guys have been buying up these mainstream media outlets and putting people in there that are just paid shills.
Yep.
You know,
Well, they get their reports and what they're going to say, you know, 2 days before.
And they all just agree with each other by accident, right?
Yep. They all get their script
the exact same words.
Yep.
Listen, don't expect for God to cover for you. You must step up. If you don't know the truth, you're ignorant. But if you know the truth and say nothing, you're evil. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Have a great week. Get plugged in out there, folks.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.